This is CBC News. Good morning. I'm Jocelyn Kozak. A Medicine Hat woman's legal battle is raising questions about whether people with disabilities are being fairly represented in court. Judy Gayton has a brain injury and she's on AISH. And as Jennifer Lee reports, she was forced to represent herself despite a ruling she was not competent.
I'm just devastated.
Judy Gayton has cognitive problems and a lot of trouble regulating her emotions. She was deemed incapable of representing herself in a medical malpractice suit, and a judge ordered a lawyer be appointed as her litigation representative. But Gayton has been denied legal aid and can't afford to hire a lawyer. And just a few weeks before the trial was set to begin, the judge changed the order, allowing her to bring in a companion who could take notes or make quiet suggestions instead. Gayton ended up going to court without legal support.
It's a contradiction and it's frighteningly unfair.
Yesterday, a judge dismissed her case. Julie McFarlane teaches law at the University of Windsor and is head of the National Self-Represented Litigants Project.
The kind of travesty of justice that we have seen in Judy's case, where the rules have been used in a way to set her up for failure and to simply dispense with her case, I think that they show very clearly that there is no meaningful access to justice.
McFarlane worries this may become a wider problem as more and more people are unable to afford lawyers. Jennifer Lee, CBC News, Calgary.